This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
All right, welcome back, everybody. Tobin and Leroy here with you. 560 WQAM. Cat Fever! Florida Panthers moving on to the Stanley Cup Final. Partying here today, man. We haven't heard the goal calls from the incredible second period. Can you give me those three, Frog Boy? I want to hear what 2-1, 2-2, 3-2 sounded like from Doug Plagans and Billy Lindsay yesterday, because that was a jolt, I think, to that fan base's system, because they probably felt a little good. Panthers probably played their worst period of the postseason in that first period. And then just all of a sudden, the switch completely flipped for them. And it really was that power play where Tkachuk gets the redirect off the blast from Aaron Ekblad to make it 2-1. You got that call from Doug Plagans last night?
Jones scales the blue line. Left side, Ekblad to the high slot. A shot tip, they score! A power play goal! And the Panthers cut the deficit in half. Matthew Tkachuk got a stick on that. And the Canes lead reduced to 2-1.
Man, that was good. And then after that, Leroy's guy, E-Rod, yeah. Hot Rod, finding the net for the first time in the postseason to even up the game.
Jones, long clearing feed, Tkachuk. He'll hand one off. In go the Panthers. Rodriguez, Bennett back up front. Tip, they score! Evan Rodriguez crashing the net, and just like that, this game is tied at 2. What a setup, what a finish, and Evan Rodriguez picks a heck of a time to get his first of the playoffs.
That was good. That was good. And then, just like that, Cats, they go 3-2. Marchand finding Mr. Las Olas himself. Handsome. Anton Lundell.
Marchand, sharp angle in front, tip, they score! And it's Anton Lundell, set up perfectly by Marchand, right at the top of the goal crease. Lundell upstairs, and the Panthers get the lead. It's 3-2 here in Raleigh.
That entire quiet it is.
That was in the background. They were shook, dude.
Shook.
Now they were brought back
shaking
into it.
In their boots.
They had was it Seth Jarvis evened it up with that that weird turnover. Bob got a little aggressive on it. He flips it right over Bob to even it up at 3-3. And then just for those who missed it, Marcos, give us the call one more time of that incredible Barkov setup to Kyrie.
Barkov along the right boards, down to the corner, then back behind the net with Orlov all over him. Barkov breaks free to the front of the net, backhand feed. Verhaeghe, he scores! And the Panthers take a 4-3 lead with 7:39 to go in the third. The Panthers are back in front. Carter Verhaeghe upstairs. What a pass from Barkov. And the Panthers once again in front here in Raleigh.
Captain, man. Captain the Swaggy. That was good. Brad Marchand, of course, you heard there, had the big setup to Lundy. And the former enemy in the locker room after the game, where he is now heading to the Stanley Cup Final with the Florida Panthers, of all teams.
In your opinion, kind of what changed and what kind of got the momentum going for you guys?
Alexander Barkov got us going. Looks good over there. He actually did. Our power play.
He just says with the barky. Handsome.
He made a great pinch on the wall, kept the puck in, and then the guys went to work from there. They did a great job getting puck to net, and then obviously Chucky got a stick on it. So that was huge for us, and then we just kind of, we carried on that momentum, and so it was good. We got to our game. We knew after the first period that we knew they were going to come out the way they did, we knew all it took was one shot to get us back in it, and we just had that belief and yeah, it was great that we were able to pull it out.
When you joined this team for a shot like this, what personally was it like to be heading back to the Stanley Cup?
Yeah, it's exciting. You know, you hope that you get to this point, and obviously we have a great team, and we've played well so far. So, yeah, we got to the point where we want to be, but we haven't accomplished anything yet.
So the comfort level of just being here tonight, the building was rocking, and guys
were doing
nothing, and you guys seemed very comfortable, and obviously you were able to pull off the comeback.
Yeah, we're comfortable in these situations. The guys in this room have been here in many different situations and been up and down. And when you've been through it before and you've gone all the way, you see the different way that momentum swings can happen throughout a game and how you can take advantage of that. And we knew, again, that it was one shot that could be the difference and get us back in it. And we did a great job at, again, playing off the momentum and continuing to build off it. And even, you know, when they got that goal in the third, it didn't faze us at all. We just kept pushing and kept going back. And we had a couple of really good opportunities before we even scored. So it's just the belief in the room that we can come back in any situation.
Yeah. It really felt like after they got the first one, like the Cats snapped back into themselves.
Yeah.
It's a beautiful thing. Man, still weird though. Like, this guy has been amazing for the Cats.
So strange.
Like, it's not even just, like, I thought Brad Marchand was going to be here. Little jolt every here and then.
Retirement?
Yeah.
He was in
not a retirement tour, but he's been, like, instrumental in the winning. That, the perfect binding of that line. So huge all playoffs.
Right.
It's been amazing. It's been amazing. I'm sorry about all the things I said about you.
You got to do that at least 3 times a year.
Yeah, but you can understand with him.
No, this was like our biggest enemy.
Yeah, it is on the
look at that rat face. That's a face. That's a face only we could love now.
That's why they hit him with the rats.
Yeah. Oh, I love that. Every time that makes me happy.
He goes.
I love how they're just waiting.
He just goes and takes
it. They're peppering him. And then he brings it to the kids. The kids love the rats. Love the rats.
Am I a child, though? Because, you know, when they hit the rats to him in his leg, you know, he looks to be like, oh, that hurt. And I just found out because Barkov was missing at the end of one of these games. And finally, they're just like, okay, we get it. I thought the entire time as he was acting, probably for the kids, like, oh, this hurts me so much. I'm like, oh, why would they do that to him? Then I found out he's just, you know, obviously doing this.
He's just a rascal?
He's just a showman and I'm a child.
I mean, he's about to be a showman that's about to get that DQ check. Is this what he's going to be?
Ooh, that's going to be good.
In the mood for Fig,
I don't know if you heard this. 2-for-1 blizzards. Make sure you use your Uber Eats.
They can't get
really?
You can use my code.
I have one right.
What's your code?
Let's just open up the Uber Eats app.
That's it? That's not a code.
No, it's my code, dude.
What do you mean, dude?
It's a secret code.
I have one right by my house. I've never been in it.
But you've never been to a DQ?
I have been. Because I remember when I was in college, I dated a girl in college. She lived in the Upper Peninsula of Michigan.
Mm-hmm.
She goes, we have a Dairy Queen brazier.
What?
Dairy Queen brazier.
So they used to have 2 different kinds of Dairy Queens.
Really?
They used to have Dairy Queen was just the ice cream. Dairy Queen with Whoa. Food. The brazier was the one with the food.
Mm-hmm.
Wow. So she also only had 2 stoplights in her whole town. And
brazier.
To call for food or anything, only had to dial the last 4 numbers. Because the town was so small, you didn't have to dial the first 3. That's how small.
Paul Maurice
and
just...
And he rode around town in snowmobiles. That was cool.
That is cool.
Yeah. Everybody in the town parked their cars in the driveway. They all had like a garage full of snowmobiles.
I love that.
Yeah.
Gotta be careful. Isn't that what happened to Renner? Oh, didn't he like wheel one over or something like that?
Oh, no.
Listen. What? No,
everything is dangerous.
We were... And I got to golf on a lake in the snow.
Look at you.
Wow.
That was cool.
Mm. Paul Maurice was asked about the non-joining of the handshake. This is what the Panthers head coach had to say about that. This has been, because we heard about this in the first round where he thought it's dumb. And then he decided in the second round, I'm not going to do it. And I think it got a little bit more viral attention because it looked a little, he goes over to Brindamore, which might have played for Paul Maurice, so they got a relationship and whatnot. But Brendan Moore looks like he's, I got to be honest with you, he wound a little tight.
Ah.
And it kind of looked like there was, it looked tense. Did you see the video of it?
I didn't see the video of it, but I could imagine it
didn't look like
any time you have a person who's really intense and a guy that's just going, you know, over there that, like, I'm not here. And I've told you this before. If I win or you win, I'm not going to feel upset or disrespected if right after you feel the most crushing loss of your career or whatever, you don't want to be bothered. I don't read into that too much.
Well, yes, but I think in the tradition of hockey, like, he's expecting to go into the line, and now Paul Maurice is like, Tommy goes, hey, you can kind of see, like, hey, I want to do this line thing with the handshakes. I think it's for the players. But
he went and did his party. You know, when
he congratulated him, and so, he did do the line.
Like, but that's fine. He's like, likes should go, you know, like players, coaches.
Here was Paul Maurice explaining it once again to the media, who was a little bit dumbfounded.
Well, because it's Canadian. I mean, it's other groups who now we've heard it, but they don't know that he feels this way.
Yeah, and you just get more media genuinely as the rounds go on.
Right.
Two quick ones. It seemed like you and Rod had an animated discussion at the end of the game. Was that just about the handshake line?
Yeah, that's all it was. Okay. And it's a personal belief, and I really appreciate what he did because I understand the risk, that there's a bit of a risk. So the story goes like this. I don't believe that the coaches should shake players' hands at the end. I don't. There's this long list of people in suits and tracksuits. I mean, we had like 400 people on the ice. They're all really important to our group, but not one of them was in the game. There's something for me visually with the camera on of just the men who played, who blocked shots, who fought for each other. It's the end of one season. It's excitement for the other. The last thing that a player on the Carolina Hurricanes deserves is 50 more guys in suits they have. They have no idea who they are. And that's not a negative. There should be something really kind of beautiful about just the camera on those men who played shaking hands. So we should respect that. So we talked to Craig Berube on the ice in Toronto, and I figured if I could sell it in Toronto, and he understood it because he's played, and Roddy's played. So they both kind of get it. I don't know where it changed. When I first got in the league, you would never go shake the players. Now, some coach wanted to get on camera. It's the only thing I can figure out, right? And maybe you want to shake Wayne Gretzky's hand or something. I don't know when it changed, but I don't think it's right. I think there's a really nice, kind of beautiful part of our game when just the players shake hands at the end. When you think of all the wars, that's not the right word, all the great competitions on the ice, I mean, hard, going after each other, and yet they shake hands like that. That's special. I mean, they're not sending Christmas cards to each other. This is nasty out there. Something very special to it. So I appreciate the risk that he took because he's concerned that somebody here is going to be upset that he didn't shake our players' hands. I asked him not to, and he said, and he understood it. So that's what happened.
All right, so Paul Maurice changing the game. Now
it's a very valid point.
Right.
Right? Like the competitive aspect of it should only concern the people on the ice. If the coaches shake hands, it should be by the boxes, you know, like they did it.
Mm-hmm.
But the line, that line was 100 deep on each side. I'm
it
like,
is, but people
what
do
all
people,
these people
people do like the tradition. They like it.
That's
it's hockey. It's like what they like.
But
it.
that's not here.
Paul Maurice.
And what Paul Maurice has said is that's not a tradition. That's just a recent thing.
It's not that recent, though.
Okay, but hockey's what, 100 plus years old?
Yes, it's very old.
So how recent is the handshake?
I don't know.
20,
but
30?
But he's taking this time at the top to say, like, no more. But I don't know if anybody else is not going to do it. I'm going to watch tonight.
But he's saying just the coaches.
No, I know.
Right.
I know what he's saying. He's saying the coaches, but I think I don't know if the rest of the coaches are going to follow suit.
Okay.
You know? Because he did shake hands against Tampa, But you know, it's Coach Pooper. Like, he's a very moody guy. I mean, you can't try something new with Coach Pooper. He's gonna be like, just he's gonna be like, he is moody. This guy on Twitter, these are the reactions to it. Paul Maurice is the quote, "Don't make me sing girl at a party who brought her own microphone." This is dumb AF. One person who has a Canadian flag next to their name. This dude's ego needs a reality check. If he really feels this way, he should also request to only have only players touch the cup, get their name on the cup, but he won't. Hope the coach of the team he plays for next tells him where to put his inexperienced opinion. This is crazy. He said, another guy says, he just doesn't want to look the players who he's placing bounty on in the eyes, so he comes up with a long-ass answer instead.
This is a ridiculous amount of assumptions here, guys.
Right.
Paul Maurice, bad person.
One guy says, some coach wanted to be on camera. Coming out of the mouth of Paul Maurice is incredible. He thinks he's Aristotle.
Yeah.
You see what I mean, though? Leroy, they hate our guts.
Hate our guts.
They don't like us.
And to be honest with you, I don't care.
Leroy.
If Paul Maurice doesn't want to shake hands, he can sit on the bench and refuse to participate like a kindergartner. He doesn't get to tell other coaches what to do or make them visit his sullen bench. What a control freak.
You know what, though? Defending this.
Canada Goose 911, though, says, I agree.
Oh, that's a shocker.
He's got the goosies.
He's got the goosies. I don't know. The people who are really defending this are hall monitors and, you know, the people back when their kid wasn't doing well. And they're like, well, everyone should get a shot because, you know, everyone deserves a chance. No, man. Some people win. Some people lose. You want to shake my hand? Cool. If not, keep it moving.
Beat it. Another guy says, this guy has turned full narcissist. Just shake hands, you moron.
But that's, you know what?
He did shake hands.
You know what's funny?
With the coaches.
You know what's funny? That even giving his explanation, this is why you can't deal with stupid. Right? Instead of understanding where he's coming from with it.
They call him Aristotle.
Right. Now, let's do this. I would challenge all you jackasses that have a problem with this. When the Panthers come into your stadium or your barn and beat you and win the Eastern Conference championship, do you shake the fans' hands and say good game or good series?
If they were nice. No. You know who did that to me? I'll tell you who did that to me. I'll tell you. Story time with Tobin. Usually you have the stories. I was a wee lad. It was the 2003 NLCS.
Oh,
game
yeah.
Five. I don't know if you remember, Leroy. We were down 3-1 in that series.
Mm-hmm.
Game five. Josh Beckett. Now, let me tell you something about this NLCS. My grandfather and I, we were surrounded by Cubs fans. Like, dude, it was... People think a lot of New York fans come here. Never in a series had I been at something like that. It was
they only have the Chicago people only have to drive from the West Coast. They when they move down, they move on the West Coast.
I guess so, but yeah. Cubs fans travel like genuinely, like they, yeah. And they remember this was before the Cubs won the World Series. Mm-hmm. This is the big deal. Remember they ostracized poor Bartman the next game.
Mm-hmm.
So we had been there the first two games, Leroy. Oh, we got our asses kicked, bad. Finally, Josh Beckett delivers his first career complete game.
Jim.
Gets a game, makes it 3-2. But they all think that they're going to win the series. But they were very nice to me. They said, oh, look at you with your grandpa. I'm glad you guys got one. We were sitting around the same people for a lot of the games. Oh, we're so happy you got one. So they were very nice. Little did they know, though, what was about to pop up.
Now,
one of the all-time collapses.
Yeah.
Oh, hold on. I love.
But they were very nice
I
to me.
I love when you give examples, but you're not giving examples that fit my story.
Mm.
That would have only been fine if after game seven, they would have said good series.
Yeah, well, it was on the road. I wasn't out of that game.
Okay. But you understand what I'm saying.
They did tell me good game, though. Like, they were genuinely happy.
Because it was
me.
Still up 3-2. That's what fans do.
What a series. What a time to be alive.
You know what I'm saying?
They don't make them like Mike Mordecai anymore.
Let's not get it twisted. Fans that they didn't lose the series that night.
Yeah.
They were up 3-1 and then you just won a game. So they could say, oh, good game.
We're still,
well, they did they're thinking, well, we're going to beat that ass when we get
they
back
They did
up.
Lose the series, though, that night.
No, they did.
It was, it was on their way to losing the series.
They didn't lose. You know what I'm saying.
Momentum.
Sometimes. Like very exhausted, Leroy.
Another person says on Paul Maroon, what an insufferable jerk. I wasn't aware he was the almighty god of coaching.
Wow.
Guy says, Paul Maurice is such a douche.
What?
I'm about sick of this guy. Enough of this bleeping wanker. They got a British guy now hitting
him? Wow.
You know what sucks about all this?
Wanker.
If he had lost the first series and not even been in the playoffs right now, nobody would care. It's because they're winning.
Well, it's going to be interesting if the Panthers do lose. Like, does he look like a sore loser if he doesn't do it? I don't know.
Not if that's what he's been doing.
Lots of respect.
That's the whole point.
Lots of respect for Paul Maurice. This is an all-time coaching run he's on. But the, quote, after I out-coach you, I'll teach you how to properly respect the game charade is tired. That's from another Canadian.
But here's the thing.
Canada, keep her.
Is that
so salty?
No. He explained it. He explained it to the coach. Nobody had a problem. So why did people have a problem?
Because people have problems with everything.
Exactly.
We're going to talk about this. We'll break it all down with David Dwork coming on up. But if you guys want to go see Shakira, caller number, Jennifer, she's your favorite singer. What do you say? Caller number?
I'm going to go ahead and say maybe caller number 7, since I believe that's when my father was her bodyguard.
Wow.
You were 7?
Anyway,
also, you guys better sing when you answer a phone.
305-567-0560, caller 7 wins the Shakira tickets, Hard Rock Stadium, and that's what we'll give it to. Back.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Cover this. All right, welcome back. Tobin and Leroy. Back with you here, 560 WQAM. You guys get it on the chat. Miami 560 WQAM. You miss any of today's show, you guys get that on the Tobin and Leroy podcast. Also available for you on the YouTube page, Miami 560 WQAM. And tonight, New York Knicks. They will try and avoid elimination. I will be rooting for the Pacers very much. Seems like Ben Stiller was offended by Pat McAfee's whole rant. To which I would say to Fokker,
oh,
get over it, dude.
Yeah.
Like, you know, like that. Hey, guess what? Sometimes.
I think the first name hits harder than
Gaylord
the last
Fokker.
Name. Gaylord.
That's great. Really, though, Ben Stiller has no relevance anymore.
Yeah, what is the last thing that he's done that really hit?
Dodgeball.
You might be right about that. Yeah, what's his IMDb?
What about the one where he mashed his face into the...
That was Along Came Polly.
Along Came Polly, yeah.
It was about time for his heater.
Yeah. And he also... Well, obviously we have the Meet the Parents entire series, because then it switched up after that. But I think that was all around the same time. Oh, with the Blue Steel, Zoolander. Was it Zoolander?
They did Zoolander 2?
Oh, nice. Exactly, dude. Exactly.
I don't recognize that.
In some of those movies, he has the same.
Did he retire from acting? Or did acting retire him? Because I don't see like any acting credits recently.
Oh, you know what, though? I will give him credit for Tropic Thunder. And I
that was also a long time ago, though.
2008, for sure. But Dodgeball was 2004.
Okay, so apparently he's going to be in Happy Gilmore 2.
He kind of has that
I know
old school feel.
Hmm?
You know what like, who's the guy from old school?
Will Ferrell.
Will Ferrell. He like kind of has that, like, some of his movies are funny, but they really... Like, if you're actually looking for a plot or whatever, it's just moments in the movie. Like, Old School, I think Old School had moments. Old School's not even my favorite Will Ferrell movie.
Yeah.
Right? Talladega Nights.
Yeah.
You keep watching it, you find new gems.
See, I see Ben Stiller here. He cashed out at the family phase. He did Night at the Museum in Madagascar and then stopped making movies. Right?
What was he in Madagascar? He's the zebra?
No, I think he's a lion.
He's the lion. Who's the zebra? Chris Rock?
Chris Rock, yeah. Chris Rock.
I apologize. I should know that.
How dare you? Was that big in your kid's life, Madagascar, coming up?
You know what? I thought they would have liked it more. Yeah. But I think what I remember Tommy saying was, isn't that that stupid Knicks fan? So he didn't want to hear what the lion had to say.
He sounds like that.
Yeah. That's great. He's good. Loyal.
Man, he was like giving it to the Carolina Hurricanes fans last night at the TV.
Nice. Yeah.
He's like, because they go down 2-0 and he goes, stop cheering. You're going to lose.
Ooh.
Really?
I was like, whoa, dude.
What I can't figure out is that.
He was right.
When you're
he was
fan,
right, though.
When you're a fan of a team.
Yep.
And your team loses. You know, sometimes your team is not better than the other team. But like these guys who do this, right? Never seem to get that grasp that concept.
Yeah, well, because it's state tax, dude. It's not talent. It's state tax. That's why they lost. In fact, I heard state tax is going to be engraved on the Stanley Cup this year.
So crazy.
Stop.
I heard that. I heard that's what it's going to be. People are saying this show Severance. Guys, I don't have Apple TV.
Severance?
Wait, yeah. What kind of...
if you're on Apple TV, you don't count.
I don't have Apple TV.
Not a real
what
show.
What kind of phone carrier do you have?
Film carrier?
AT&T.
Because if you have T-Mobile,
oh,
it's included.
Apple TV is free if you have it?
Yes.
Really? I have T-Mobile, and I still will never download Apple TV because... like,
why not?
What shows are on there other than we just found out...
Ted Lasso was their big show, right?
Ted Lasso. Also, yeah.
Give me a break with that show.
What do you mean?
He's not American. He likes soccer, and he's got a good attitude. Whoop-dee-doo, everyone.
You get it?
That's it. That's literally it.
That's the show. I don't know. I haven't watched it.
What if they put
I do that a
Drake
lot, though.
On tour. Now a documentary.
Yeah, is Drake enough to get you to get Apple TV?
Well, I mean, he is doing the World Cup as of he's big in Apple Music, though. But I just, you know how I feel about Apple. I can't just... They're a bunch of bastards, for being honest. Apple.
Oh, that's right. That's why, because you still ruin our group chat.
No, it's... not that I'm ruining the group chat.
Ruining it. Yeah, ruining it. Finally, they made you like tolerable, but it still ruins it. Edit my texts. Can't unsend them.
I can't. You know,
Leroy's got to send them. Imagine if you had Apple.
To do a monocle. Yeah. That's what he had to do because of you.
You embarrassed Leroy yesterday because of your group chat.
Yeah, but
he could have unsent it if you were the rest of us.
But remember when you sent us that picture of you trying on that shirt?
That was great.
That was great.
Modeling for us.
You looked good.
Thank you. Mrs. Tobin liked it.
I
totally forgot about that too.
It's my wallpaper.
Thank you.
That's very nice.
Well, another person who's a model.
Ooh.
The hockey hornet himself.
Wow.
David Dwork. He's gonna join us, break down all things Panthers advancing to the Stanley Cup final. He joins us next.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.